The Palin administration wants to buy the Prince Rupert Ferry Dock. The governor's proposed public works spending plan includes money toward taking over and rebuilding the structure, but the budget does not include funds for new ferries. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Marine Highway System had to use borrowed space earlier this year after the Prince Rupert Dock was deemed unsafe. The British Columbia port city made about $1 million in repairs, but more are needed, and an entire rebuild might be the best approach. Ferry System Chief Jim Beadle says Alaska needs to take over the dock before it becomes unusable.
We're looking at maybe 3 to 5 years at the most, and then it needs to be replaced. They do not want to invest the kind of money that it would take to rebuild the whole facility. And in order for us to do it, we really need to either own the property or we need to have a very long-term lease to use federal funds on it.
The governor's budget includes $7.5 million for the dock. More may be needed for a complete rebuild. Rupert is the nearest mainland port to southern southeast Alaska. It's received increased traffic since ferry managers reduced sailings to and from Bellingham, Washington. Palin's budget includes about $30 million for vessel repairs and overhauls, but there's no money for new or replacement vessels. That has some lawmakers upset. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson will chair the House Transportation Committee when the legislature gavels in next month.
Most of our fleet is aging, and we have to replace them. And if we don't replace them, what's going to happen is that we will be without a ferry system, and there will be a lot of people that will lose their jobs.
The state does have about $60 million set aside toward a new Southeast Shuttle Ferry. It's being designed to serve Lynn Canal as well as the Ketchikan to Rupert route. The ship is expected to cost at least $80 million. Ferry officials earlier said they would ask for the remaining money in this budget. Palin's spending plans are just one step in the budget process. Lawmakers will weigh in and make their changes once they resume work January 20th. The budgets cover the fiscal year starting July 1st. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.